More economic news now, this time from Europe. After 8 years of emergency loans, Greece today officially exited the international bailout program that helped the country avoid bankruptcy. Greece hasn't paid all the money back yet, but this is a major step towards financial independence after years of crippling austerity imposed by lenders. European Union officials are touting this as a new beginning for Greece. Still, many Greeks aren't in the mood to celebrate. From Athens, Venetia Rainier explains.
In central Athens, the sun-drenched streets are filled with tourists clutching at shopping bags and drinking iced coffees. It's a far cry from the turmoil that has rocked this country over the last 8 years. Things seem to be looking up here. The economy grew by 1.4% last year, and tourism is at an all-time high. And today, finally, nearly a decade of emergency financial assistance is over. Coming in at more than $300 billion, it's been the biggest bailout of a country in history. Mario Centeno is head of Europe's finance ministers.
Greece joins Ireland, Spain, Cyprus, and my own country, Portugal, in the ranks of countries that turned around their economies and once again stand on their own feet.
But that's not the whole story. Years of crippling austerity measures have shrunk Greece's economy by a quarter, prompting hundreds of thousands of young people to emigrate and pushing nearly half the country's elderly below the poverty line. The ongoing effects of austerity can be seen everywhere, from the political graffiti on buildings to the homeless people rummaging through bins. What pains Greek people most is that this is not even the end. Another round of pension cuts is due next year, and taxes remain among the highest in Europe. For many, it's only a paper victory.
That's bull****, I'm sorry.
Theoni Vougioukli is an English teacher out shopping with a friend in the bustling Monastiraki neighbourhood. She says she's not at all convinced by the politicians' triumphant statements.
I don't think that us exiting the bailout is going to make a huge difference. And in general, I don't think that people really care about that.
What they do care about is Greece's financial future, which is still very uncertain. And these sentiments are echoed everywhere. The bailout is over, but the shackles and the asphyxiation continue, warned one major newspaper in its Sunday edition. In Athens' central market, butchers present their finest cuts of meat for customers to choose from, chopping off juicy joints and fillets right in front of you to show off. But business has been slow in recent years. Unemployment may be down again, but at nearly 20%, it's still the highest in the Eurozone.
No, the economic situation is difficult.
Spyros is 45 and has been a butcher at this market for his life. He didn't want to give his last name, but he did share what he thinks of the end of the Greek bailout. It's a total fraud, he says.
This is a big lie, because for the old people, they cut money. I don't think that something will change.
Despite the bailout being officially over, Greece still has an enormous debt to pay off. The government must somehow continue to maintain a budget surplus until 2060. It says it will do so without more austerity measures. But for Greeks like Chris Kontos, a fashion photographer and magazine editor, that's doubtful. And he believes this financial crisis will have an impact for generations.
I might be dead by then. I mean, even my kids, if I ever have any, will face the consequences of austerity that's going to go on for almost 40 more years. I don't see how anyone can be really positive about this.
Yet he does see one silver lining.
I think we can be optimistic about the fact that in the long run, maybe Greeks will start changing their approach to their lives and the politics and social responsibility, maybe.
For Kontos and many others, real salvation for Greece lies not in more outside assistance, but in Greeks themselves. It's up to them to forge a new future for their country, and at least now, they're one step closer to doing so. For The World, Venetia Rainey, Athens, Greece.